Sportsbet BS hotline, state your emergency.
Yeah, it's me punters group. Me mate Dave reckons he bought in.
Okay, hang up now.
What?
And join Sportsbet's Bet with Mates. It's group betting without all the BS. Conditions apply. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Morning, everyone. Great to have you with us. It is Tuesday. It's September the 27th, and great to have you with us. Thank you. Not always getting it right. McCafe Menu, our official coffee partner, has got you. Dr. Michael Gervais is going to join us again. We spoke to him last week. He spoke to Paddy Dangerfield, or had been talking to Paddy and the Cats ahead of their big game, and he said to revisit and contact him after the grand final. So I wonder whether he got in front of a TV and watched it. We'll have a chat with him. He's a psychologist and mindset coach to big, big sporting organisations around the world. David Noble, he's on Trade Radio, the former coach of the Kangaroos. We'll talk to him about all the different things that are going on, the Goey situation. Also the pick seven that the Gold Coast Suns, who wouldn't be in line for that? I need to find out why that's not being chased as heavily as it should be. And Michael Gleeson, I think the number one man from The Age, is going to join us. He broke the Jordan DeGoey story last night about the fact that he's knocked back Collingwood's first or their latest offer. G'day, Whispers, who I haven't spoken to since the grand final. Hold on. And the big granny, and he was everywhere. I saw him everywhere. He's doing exclusives. He had the cup. He was had the cup on Friday night out at the MCG. How are you, my friend?
Oh, good. How are you this morning?
Good.
You've had a big, big weekend.
Good, thanks.
You know, when I was holding that cup last Friday at the MCG, because I've got so many grandchildren, you know, I actually was holding it and cradling it like a baby.
Yeah, you were.
I started, you'll get to this point, you're not there yet, but when you have grandchildren, I was rocking.
Yeah, you're
the
bouncing
cup.
I thought you, at one stage, I thought you were burping it.
I was trying to put the cup back to sleep. Oh, what a performance by Geelong. I haven't had an opportunity to say that, but it was just an unbelievable, awesome, powerful display of football at its very, very best.
Where did you watch it?
I watched it at home on the
TV.
Chair at home, just in the lounge at home.
Who with?
Just with Susie, Lady Susie. The grandkids came around prior to the game, but we shuffled them off just in time so that we could actually sit back and watch it comfortably.
Have some snacks?
What did we have?
What did you have for grand final lunch?
Grand final, we had, I cooked something on the barbecue. What did I cook? I can't remember what I cooked. I think it was prawns. We got some prawns from the market and had some, some beautiful Italian and pork sausage as well.
What about
and
the salami? Oh, mate.
And some salami. I sliced the salami up and I just grilled that lightly on both sides on the barbecue and then had that with some prawns. Oh, magnificent. I'm a great barbecuer.
Did you have a little sip?
Yes, had a Chablis. A nice cheeky little Chablis.
What? I won't say the W word that Sam won't let me
talk
about.
Oh, we're not allowed to say that word anymore.
No, we're not.
Does that sound like that, does it?
Well, it's some prawns.
You go all out,
some
don't
prawns
you?
And some salami with some Chablis. I don't reckon that would have been standard fare.
And some pork and fennel sausage.
And some pork and fennel. No, so I think a snag on the barbie and maybe a chop and a few beers.
Well, you're going to go all out. It's only once a year that you get the opportunity to celebrate the grand final like that. So anyway, it was a great occasion. Robbie Williams. I want to talk about Robbie Williams. How magnificent was Robbie Williams?
I didn't see him live.
Didn't you? You missed it. You would have heard him, though, wouldn't you, from the banks of the Yarra?
No, I didn't. I couldn't hear him from the Yarra, but I made sure I watched it on Sunday. And he was, as you know, I'm not a big music man, but this is my point about, you know, when I came in on the Brownlow medal the next day, when you open, boys, light up.
What about?
When you're having a big occasion, a big event, you've got to hit people between the eyes. And when he says, for the next 20 minutes, I'm going to be phenomenal, you better come with me, that's what
I love that. See, that's almost like a little bit of Australian humour at the beginning there. Like just and then the knockout, the reference to Shane Warne and Farnsey, and like he had all bases covered. If I'm an international artist and I'm going into foreign territory, I'm just asking a couple of locals, you know, like if you were standing up there on stage today, what might it be that I could say that I could win the crowd over really, really quickly?
Spot on. What are the triggers?
Yeah, what's this audience going to want from me?
They want you to mention the greatest larrikin sportsman we've had, who passed away in tragic circumstances, and our favourite singer who's fighting the health battle.
And if you can, sing one of his great hits as well.
The unofficial national anthem, which he dubbed it.
What about when I love the bit where he said, this is the obligatory new song. And then he got a very, very lukewarm reaction. Okay, let's go back to the hits.
He goes, stick with me, it'll be over soon. No, I
wasn't a big fan of Robbie Williams before all that, but I am a huge fan of Robbie Williams now. He's an entertainer. What did the NRL need to do now to match it?
They do it well.
Yeah, I know they do it well, but what can they do to go one better than us?
I think we don't want to.
Who have they got organised?
We don't want to make this about us and push ahead.
It is about that, though.
And Punchy Paul. But they could only one-up us with the boss, I think.
That's the only way that they could do it.
Yep.
With Bruce Springsteen turning up.
That's my, well, with not, my limited, with my limited music knowledge, that would be the only way I could see him one-upping us.
Yeah. I'm a little bit tired of everybody saying, oh, you know, this is cringeworthy, the fact that we have to go and get an overseas. No, it's not cringeworthy. It's just a matter of going and getting the best entertainer you possibly can and putting him out there on the stage in the biggest day of the MC for the AFL on the AFL calendar.
Spot on, Whispers. And what about Delta when she came out and just rocked it as well?
She was very, very, you know, this was the only misstep for me, right? The only misstep of the whole thing with Robbie, I thought that they'd go into Olivia Newton-John, John Travolta number, and it was going to be the one that I want. And I thought, if that's what they do, this
nod.
Is absolutely creamed.
Yeah, that would have been another nod. And she had the outfit for that, didn't
she? Well, when she turned up, I thought, okay, this is exactly what they're going to
do. Did you? That where your
mind?
Yeah,
I thought that's where my mind went, Gary.
I bet it did.
I know where Mason Cox's went, but that's where mine went.
What is Mason? Do you think he's
dating?
Do you think he's a chance or something? Sends a message, gets a message back.
Has he been DMing her?
How would I know? I had curried sausages last night, Gaz. Magnificent, inspired by you and your mum, Benny in Crib Point. Good on you, Benny.
Michael, good morning to you. Mike Brady was brilliant too. He got the crowd going, didn't he? Oh, no, sorry, you were down on the banks of the Yarra still.
Righto.
What time did you arrive at the game then?
I sat in my seat as the umpire held and aloft.
Did you really?
Right, just before
that's
the
birth. Perfect timing.
And I had to crawl over 12 people. Yeah, I did. I was sat in the outer, right? First, I can't remember the last time. And
not with the unwashed, the great unwashed.
They were washed. It was like it was.
You were hoi polloi.
No, I wasn't hoi polloi. I wasn't with the hoi polloi, but I wasn't with the great unwashed. I was with the washed.
Right, yeah.
But I didn't have access to any free bar, which us went.
You wouldn't have.
I was going to say wankers. Us people do generally when we get an invite. So I went down half time and did something I don't think I've ever done.
What?
Lined up in the beer line.
Talk to fans.
No, I was talking to fans all day, but I lined up in the beer line.
Did you really?
Yeah.
What did you go for?
Four beers.
Who were you sitting
with? About $180.
Who were you sitting with?
I was with Ned and Moo and Nikki. But as I was in the line, then people were great. Yeah. You know, it was down, it was a long queue.
Yeah.
But they do it really well. Everyone would know this. I didn't. Just going, you're allowed to go and get four.
Right.
And I turned around, guess who's by me?
No idea.
Maybe old Troll.
Oh, did you have a chat to him?
My word, I did. The whole way up to the beer.
Was he buying four beers as well?
Yep. I think he might have, because you can get cans.
Right.
You could get Jim Beam and Coke and that sort of stuff.
Right.
I went for the nice beer. Okay. So it was a good experience.
He didn't run in the sprint. I thought he might have been in the sprint. Who won the sprint, by the way?
I don't know. It's down at the Yarra. Can you stop rubbing it in?
Did you see any of the game?
I saw all the game. I saw the whole game.
Do you think the grand final parade will be back on the air next year?
Yep.
You do? Well, they're going to do it a little bit differently, are they?
I think the timing's just... Right. I think they lost track of time to a degree, so they did a U-turn 150 metres short of where they should have.
Right.
Had they gone to the end of the Princess
Bridge...
Would
have been okay.
I think a lot of the negative criticism would have been not as stinging.
Why don't they reverse it? Why don't they build a big barge out in the water, put all the fans on the water, and then get players on bikes riding along the bike track on the Yarra?
Yeah. Well, hey, you still got the car situation. Yeah, it was great. The actual crowd was unbelievable for the game, and 100,000 at the MCG.
Right.
Well, how good was that?
That is unbelievable.
And I want to give someone else a whack here.
Oh, well, yeah, okay.
No, I want to give a real whack.
A real whack?
Yeah. The Weather Bureau, or the forecasters, or whatever they called.
They didn't get it right, did they?
Oh, Tim.
Jane got it right. I think
one job you've got.
Jane got it right. She said it wouldn't rain on Grand
Final. This is all I need to know, right, from the weather people. Is it going to rain or is it not? because then you go accordingly. I lugged around a jumper and a long overcoat from 9 o'clock in the morning until 10:30 at night.
And you had to carry that all the way from the river to the MCG too, didn't you?
And then over to the September.
How did you get there? Did you hop on a rickshaw or something? Did you have little motorised scooter or something to get from the Yarra back to the MCG? Or did you have to walk?
Actually, that would have been nice. No, we walked. I had some relatively new shoes on, so I was getting a little nasty little blister.
Well, that's a terrible rookie error that you made right there.
This person said, because I lined up for beer, does that make me the David Beckham of the AFL?
I think it does.
Different, a little bit different what David Beckham did for 14 hours waiting to see the Queen as opposed to me waiting for 10 minutes for a beer. But it was cool.
What about the Dalai Joel too? Wake up this morning that he's spoken to Putin overnight and Putin has agreed to pull out of Ukraine. He's convinced the USA and Britain to keep their interest rates on hold. And he started building a rail link to the airport from Melbourne to the airport as well.
Single-handedly.
On his own. He reckons he'll have it finished by Christmas, the Dalai Joel.
And a couple of sleepers. Oh, no. God, I love him.
Aren't they great, those stories about Dalai Joel, though, that have surfaced after the grand final? And that vision, you know, the vision, I think it's young Michael that they have down there.
Sam,
the Down syndrome young kid that spends a lot of time at the club. That went all around the world. Yeah. ESPN picked up. That is a great story, isn't it, to be told around the world too?
Of course it is. And he gave the boots to the kiddies. And everyone, like we spoke about yesterday, and a lot of people said, why are we so focusing on Joel? Yeah, people at every club do it. That's right. We're talking about Joel not to the exclusion of everyone else.
No.
But it happened to be, you know, Joel's day. And I know all clubs are great at it. I know that all clubs do wonderful things such as that. But this was the one that was in the focus and the spotlight yesterday on Saturday for good reason.
Do you think that he's going to play again? Did you think that the players knew that that might have been his last game, the way that they reacted?
We didn't discuss this yesterday because it just didn't feel right. But today, I guess we can all muse. I think he'll retire.
Right.
Yeah. I do, but I don't.
It looked like that, didn't it?
Yeah.
It looked like they knew something.
I don't know. I don't know anything. But I just had a feeling that that might have been his last game. Mate, if it's not fantastic, if it is, even better, because God, he couldn't go out any better than that.
Could not go out on a higher high.
Mad Monday, did you like what the boys did yesterday?
I loved the fact that they had that sense of humour. You know, there were some miserable people out there that actually thought that was disrespectful to old people.
No, I do. I haven't heard that, but of course they would be.
Oh, goodness me.
But do you?
They're just having fun. They've been called geriatrics. They were the oldest team that ever lined up for a team in the history of the game at the weekend. That's why they did that. They had Zimmer frames. They had all sorts of things. They weren't making fun of old people. They were making fun of the people that made fun of them, the fact that they were so old.
Hugo Railsmith won the Colgate Grand Final sprint, is according to this temper text. Roy from Templestowe. Yeah, the flying mullet.
Is that, there you go, I love you, Gaz, but that is a first world problem.
What? What's a first world problem?
Lining up for beers or having blisters on your feet after wearing new shoes.
That's right. Take that in the manner of what it's intended, to be a little bit
it's
of
lighthearted.
A tongue-in-cheek poke at myself, which I think everyone gets it, except for that person who might be having a bad morning.
Personally, I think it's great that you went down and got beers yourself. And didn't send somebody. I thought you might have had a beer person there looking after you at the weekend.
I sent Nikki first. She did the first run. I did the second run.
She was a bit slow, was she?
I met a couple of our great listeners too in the September Club afterwards.
Oh, there's a couple out there.
From Adelaide who'd come across and they loved it. So it was nice to see you all. You're absolutely sensational.
We come back after the break, I'll ask you a couple of questions about the September Club because I've never been fortunate enough to be invited in there. So
that's because you don't.
I've always been curious about what goes on in
socially,
their post game.
You don't like to be involved in those situations, but I'll tell you who the first person I ran into. It was a highlight of my day, actually. Okay. After this. Our buddy bet last week. We spoke about Buddy and whether he'd kick two or more goals in the grand final. He didn't kick any, so I won that Buddy bet. You can download the Buddy bet app now. It's home of the handshake bet. You can start betting against your buddies. Gamble responsibly, of course. 1-800-858-858. Tim.
What goes on in the September Club? Tell me.
Oh, yeah. It's like the spring carnival. That's what it's like.
Right.
It's morphed into the, in the marquees. You know, it started like just with a couple of tents. Like Craig Kelly, who's my, you know, your friend of mine and my manager, they started that. They said, oh, we should have a tent just so we can go somewhere before the game and have a beer and after, and started a couple of tents. Now it is, it's a spring carnival on steroids. Like the marquees are huge, massive bars, got, you know, secret rooms in them, all sorts of stuff going on.
Right, little speakeasies.
Yeah. So all the, and every anyone that was anyone from a,
was in there.
VIP area, they were all there. Hutchie had the a massive SEN marquee.
Of course he did. Yeah. How do you get an invite to that?
I reckon you would have got in.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think you would have.
Who'd you bump into? Anyone that...
Nathan Lyon. I told the boys yesterday, Nathan!
Nice, Gary!
Yes, the first one I bumped into. First, actually, literally the first bloke. So we sat and had a good chat. He's a good fellow. I'd met him a fair few times, but never really had the chance to spend a bit of time with him. So they've got a very busy calendar coming up. I know that.
I have. Was there a mad... I heard there might have been a little bit of a mad scramble around the main luncheon Saturday too.
You would know that better than me. That's more your area than mine.
No, not my area.
Yeah, no, I did. The head table's always the interesting table. Right. So who would you... You've got to have people who pay write the biggest check.
Well, Kerry, the chairman of Channel 7, my chairman, and his lovely wife Christine were there. They would have been at the head table.
Patrick Delaney would have been there.
The Murdochs, I saw them sitting alongside Gill at the game. Lachlan and Sarah, they would have been there, yes.
Well, they would have, yeah. They deserve to be there, given that Fox write a big check.
Right, okay. Yeah. The Prime Minister.
And if any of those weren't expected to be there and turned up,
what would you do?
Get off, whoever's at the lowest on the head table, and they'd all be, you know, they'd all be VIPs, but whoever's at the lower end of the VIP, if they turn up, they just go, oh, you two, out.
There is a head table for a reason, isn't there?
Of course there is.
And if you're a head person and you're not on the head table,
yeah,
you'd throw a bit of a wobbly, wouldn't you?
Yes, you would indeed.
A lot of people watched your show last night and loved it. Getting great feedback this morning, how great it was. Well, the final show of the Cats.
It was an hour-long rambling tribute to the Cats, probably would be the best way to describe it. I enjoyed it.
According to a lot of people, though, a major oversight, they normally say that when they tune on or tune into the show on the Monday night after the grand final, they normally get the winning coach. Didn't you have Scotty on last night?
No, we didn't.
Right.
No.
Where was he? Still at the
he was still at the
Mad Monday.
I think he was actually. I think he turned up on 360 after us.
Ah, right.
So I'm not sure how all that happened. The politics of stuff. I'm sure you won't read this out, Gary. 3 weeks ago, you bang on about Australian captaincy and saying Max Gawn should have got it. Why Hawkins? Just admit you got it wrong. Well, this is Kane, who is very, very prominent in the knob file.
I'm not allowed to say that anymore either.
Yes, I am.
No, we're not allowed to have the knob file.
Well, he's been in it since then.
We're not allowed to use the word wanker, and we're not allowed to have the knob file anymore.
All Australian is the home and away series, of course. When you're looking at voting and that stuff for home and away, but anyway, he's a star, Tommy Hawkins, there's no question about that. Tim's in Doreen. G'day, Tim. Can't say no.
G'day, guys. How are you?
No.
How are you, Tim?
Very well. I was wondering if either of you saw the Opals game last night.
I did not, Tim, but Tim was telling me about it. He read about it this morning. It was a thriller, yeah?
It was one of the best basketball games I've seen in a long time. I reckon they were down and out a couple of times. At one point, I think they were like 14 points behind. But not only was it a great game, it had some of the most biased commentary I've ever seen. It was fantastic. They had Michelle Timms special comments, and I don't know who the other person was, but they were ripping into the refs. They got up on their feet every time Australia scored. So I just, wondered if we did that on the AFL, it was the equivalent of like the press red for Ed, I reckon it was. It was unbelievable. But, yeah, it was a great game and good on the girls.
I support that, though. While it's here in Australia, don't you think, Tim, if we can't give a biased commentary of our own national team...
100%.
...while it's the competition's taking place in Australia...
My word, we should.
We can't be barracking for the opposition, Tim. Was Gazy part of the commentary?
Sorry?
Was Gazy part of the commentary?
He wasn't on the call, but they said he was sitting behind him and he was just as bad, I believe, which I would imagine he would be too.
He would have been. Thanks for your call, Tim.
Hey, Tim. Chris, who's a Brisbane supporter, didn't like me calling them relevant, said, I watched the show. I was waiting to hear how irrelevant the Swans were. Yep, I mentioned that, Chris. So you must have missed it. And that's the fact of life, isn't it? There's only one winner. There is only... No one's talking about Sydney. They're irrelevant.
Or what is there to talk about?
That's right. You either win it or you don't.
Yeah.
He still can't get his head around it, old Chris. But
winners, grinners, and losers, as they say, can go and please themselves.
In our competition more than anywhere else. Yep. Because we don't acknowledge runners-up or top four as being wildly successful. No one's talking about the Western Bulldogs of last year.
No, we're celebrating the fact that Geelong won the grand final and they did it in such a comprehensive fashion, like we've rarely seen, as a matter of fact.
Hey, was there any, did you hear of any confrontation or anything over the weekend? There's lots of emotion in footy at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of emotion going around. Lots of we know the stories there. We're waiting to have resolved, and they may take some time. Is any coming together of senior figures on the weekend?
I hear that there were, Gary. Yes, two heavyweight AFL club CEOs may have locked horns at some stage.
Clashed was the term I heard.
Mm.
Who are they?
Well, Justin Reeves and Greg Swan.
Wow.
May have had a conversation at the weekend over what's taken place there with the Collingwood report and the fallout from that, which involves the coach of the Brisbane Lions and the fact that there may have been some better communication around it. And apparently it was a real tirade that left one person in particular a little bit miffed.
You and I both heard that.
Yeah.
So, as I said, there would be emotions running high everywhere. And when you've had, I'm not sure whether they'd had a few beers when this sort of coming together took place. But
as it was described to me, right up there with one of the best sprays ever given.
Yeah. Kane's out now. He's gone. So don't bother sending any more. You're out. You've gone.
What's he done now?
Oh, he's been a pickle. That's right. He's upset. We understand it, but you can't cross the line, Kane. So save your 20 cents text messages because they ain't getting through here.
Off to the sick bay.
And call of the year's back, by the way. Call us for your chance to win a 23. Yes, it is. 23-2 Toyota Hilux Road. Grunt class and packed with technology. Search Toyota Hilux today.
That is great. And we're looking for a new name for the file, too, because we're not allowed to use the KNOB anymore. So we need somebody to come up with a new name for Gary's file.
Okay.
Sometimes needing new tyres can catch us by surprise. That's why Tyre Power gives you the power of Zip Pay and Zip Money. You can get what you need now, get back on the road safely, and pay for it later. Terms and conditions apply. So visit tyrepower.com.au or call 13 21 91.